Pod Culture, episode 149, Little Big Podcast, for Wednesday, April 29th, 2009. And welcome back to Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
And Glenn is still up in the air.
We've kicked him out. He sucks.
Yeah, we voted him off the Geek Island.
Been flying nonstop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I imagine he would be these
and
couple
so
weeks.
I'm sure, yeah.
With the Derby festivities.
This is episode 149 that I haven't come up with a clever title for yet because we haven't recorded any of it.
Yeah, we just started.
No kidding. Just and we have a silent studio audience.
Yay!
Little sister Emily is in the hizzle.
Oh, good Lord.
Faux show.
Yay, that's
faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle.
Now I have a witness to see what I put up with.
She's my sister, and proof positive that, attitude and personality are not genetic. It is how you're raised, and it also proves that it's all dad's fault.
Yeah, okay. She's laughing because she knows it's true.
Exactly. So what has everyone been up to? Adam.
Oh.
Threw you off, didn't I?
Damn.
Well, you're next in like...
I know. There's no Glenn here first, because Glenn know? Usually and takes the hit first.
Emmy doesn't want to be on the mic.
I have time to think. So let's see. Think. I've been working a lot.
Yay.
And
that's better than the alternative these days.
That's very true. I'm fortunate. Enjoying the beautiful weather, or
it was hot
whenever
today.
I'm not in the office.
Or it was quite warm when I left work today.
It was very warm. It was like 84 degrees.
I complained
or
the whole
like
way
that.
Home. I'm like, I'm so not ready for this.
She's from Cleveland. It's practically Canada.
Yeah. It is practically Canada. It's true. Because the only thing separating us from Canada is Lake Erie.
So, yeah, just kind of been doing that and working on some 3D. Animation type stuff.
Artistically and, goodness.
Yes.
Still working on any project in particular or anything that you can talk about?
Most of the stuff that I've got going on right now are kind of on hold. Mm-hmm. The Bellflower thing's kind of on hold. The people over at the Battlestar Galactica Diaspora, it's a space sim, action space combat sim. I might be working with them. I don't know. We'll see.
Neat.
You do some good Battlestar.
Oh my god, gorgeous
stuff, yeah.
So and
you sneak the Pod Culture one in there, and a little scene
exactly.
or something
under the radar.
That's
no,
my, that's my plan.
No, under the Dreidus.
Under the Dreidus.
Under the Gator.
Gator.
Walk away.
No. Okay. Is we're going to try and keep this at least PG-11.
Oh, she'll kick you and I'll laugh.
I know it. All right. Anything else, Adam?
That's about it, really.
Christina?
Working a lot. I missed work on Monday and Tuesday, so I got up at the butt crack of dawn today to make up some time.
Yesterday, too,
but I found that is my golden hour between 7 and 8 o'clock when everybody comes in mm-hmm. at 8 o'clock and the phone starts to ring at 8:01. Between 7 and 8 is the golden hour.
So what you do is you come in between 7 and 8, bust your butt, get a lot of work done,
seriously.
And then you can slack off the rest
well,
of the day.
Well, no slacking off, but I mean, I got a lot done this morning between 6:30 and 8.
I think I was barely moving at 6:30.
You were not. You were almost... I don't know. I was already on the bus on the way to work.
Yeah, I was on
the
way
after.
To work.
Yeah, sorry.
I think I was in here loading up the MP3 player for work.
Probably, yes. But I can I say how proud I am of myself today? For the very first time, I changed a fish's water, took him out of the water, put him in a temporary bowl, did the thing I need to do with the rocks and the cleaning and the thing. No, see, I hate fish. Unless it's deep fried, I don't want to touch it.
It really doesn't work for an audio podcast.
I don't want to touch
it. Not really, the whole violin
I'm
thing.
Sorry.
No.
I don't, squishy. Unless it's deep fried, I'm not touching it. He's beautiful to look at, but I don't want to touch him.
Well, you don't have to touch him.
But if he flings out of his out of the net and...
Then you flush him and get another one.
Don't you talk about Fred that way.
Okay, no. What you told me the fish's name was Winifred.
Yes.
And then
I realized
turned out it was a male beta.
He's a male fish, yeah. But still, Fred works. But
it works both ways.
I'm proud of myself for not freaking out and dropping him on the floor. That's all I'm saying.
You just pour him into the net.
No, it doesn't work. He doesn't want to go into the net.
You take whatever he's in, you hold the net, and you dump the
thing
into it.
And then he sticks to the side of the bowl like Walter does.
Then you put a little more water in, you swirl them around.
you like that little piece of ice in a cup
that doesn't want to come out. You just swirl them around a little bit and dump them in there.
He was a birthday
He'll get
from
so
Elizabeth,
dizzy,
though.
He won't stick to the side
no,
of the cup.
No, see, it doesn't work that way. You
I'm
can't
not sure
put,
fish get dizzy.
You can't put regular water.
They forget it 3 seconds
I'm
later anyway.
Saying. Yeah.
You can't put regular water and you have to condition it. Otherwise,
put a mirror right up next to the thing.
No. Reason number 427, we're not having a pet.
But those beagle pups we saw yesterday were cute.
They were very cute, but we can't have one because it'd be the fattest dog in the history of the world.
And the whole no pets in the lease thing.
That, still.
Yeah, so them.
Yeah.
But I do love my new fish.
Anything else?
Working and playing the hell out of Little Big Planet.
Yes, you have. There we go. There's the name of the podcast.
Little Big Podcast.
There you go.
Okay, write it down because otherwise I will forget it.
I don't need to write it down. I already emailed you earlier today.
That doesn't mean I'm going to remember it.
Goldfish.
You don't need to give the little sister any more ammunition.
Yes, I do.
They need all the ammunition they can get.
If my little sister can't be here, Emily is as close as I'm going to get.
We'll give her a cough strip. No, wait a minute. That's Anesis. Never mind. No. Oh, no. My sister Beth
is fantastic.
You want to? Yeah, tell this story because it's kind of funny.
We were at Easter, and we're at your mom's house because it was also her birthday. And Beth is on the other side of the house, okay? And there's Abigail and Lily hanging together, being really quiet, being really good. And
for a change.
Yeah, somebody goes. Like, not even a real cough. Just a little. From across the house, you hear Beth go, "Who's coughing? Who's coughing? Who needs a cough strip? Cough strip?"
My sister is a firm believer in better living through chemistry. You know, give them a cough strip. Got benadryl in it. They get drowsy. They fall asleep. She has no problem.
All is right with the world.
Because the nieces can be a handful.
No, I love them. They're adorable.
But they can be a handful.
Well, yes.
If you're going to make faces and shake your head, I'm going to put you on a mic, kid.
She's not talking. She's just, you didn't say anything about making faces.
We really need to be a video podcast sometimes.
You didn't say anything about making faces. You said we couldn't talk unless we were going to be on the mic. You didn't say anything about sticking our tongues out at you.
Yeah, her and Todd both.
She's not bothering anybody. Nope. She's sitting there quiet. We're just reacting. Nope.
And very well, I might add. But no, I haven't been up to much. Christina has been playing Little Big Planet, so I haven't been doing as much gaming.
Yeah. No.
You what?
That has
apparently
nothing to do.
Apparently not.
That has nothing to do with why you haven't been gaming. I only go in there when you're doing other stuff, like listening to another podcast or editing or whatever.
You know, I do have the Babylon live feed. I do have the Slice of Sci-Fi live feed that I listen to.
So don't lie and tell them it's because of me.
I'm not saying that's all the only reason. But I know you like to do that, so I come in tonight. And then, of course, this week, it's also the release of the new version of Ubuntu. I'm waiting for you to start giggling.
No, Ubuntu's okay. It's Wubby that's
Wubby?
Funny.
Wubby. I use that to install Ubuntu.
Wubby.
Yes. Windows, Unix-based and
Laugh, Andy, laugh.
We love you, Andy.
Yeah, but I've been playing with that. It's interesting. little bit of problems here and there with the audio and video card drivers, but hey, that's Linux for you.
Yeah, I noticed your dual monitor is no longer a dual monitor.
Dual monitor setup, that was a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Because apparently the video card, which is a great video card, you know, I still owe your friend one there on that.
No. Thank you, Richard.
Richard. Hey, Richard.
But apparently it doesn't like to drive two different monitors with two different resolutions.
Hmm.
That's
weird.
Tried all kinds of configurations. It was just bizarre. Because I've got the 26-inch HD TV, which is 720p. And then that's actually a 1080 monitor. Yeah. And it's 4x3 versus 16x9. And they just... I don't know what it was.
Weird.
They didn't like to play nice. So eventually I'll get a nice large-size 1080 monitor. And I can hook the other one back up. And then I can see what the hell I'm doing when I'm talking to you guys and we're recording the show.
Yep.
We like seeing behind a rack.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up what we've been up to. Glenn, what have you been up to? We're up here flying around. Okay. No.
Oh, my God.
That's what we need to get, a live feed from Glenn.
He's stuck with Tard Fluff today.
Wow, I do have Skype out.
There you go.
Hey, Glenn, what are you doing?
Phone a call.
No, he's probably did not get called out, and he's home playing WoW.
Or sleeping.
Or playing WoW.
Or catching up on his sleep that he probably hasn't gotten in a week.
Or playing WoW.
Oh, for goodness sake. See, Glenn, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt, and they just wouldn't have it.
Okay, let's see. Which is, given the choice, which do you think is more likely of Glenn? Sleeping or playing WoW?
I don't know. After a week
being
away?
Email Glenn at popculture.net with your voice,
like,
with your votes.
What the heck?
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break, and we will be back with the real geeking of the show right after this.
Are we not geeks now? Are we fake geeks? Are we feeks?
Are you now, or have you ever been a geek?
Always.
Okay, Mags, you know about the reviews, interviews, news, and discussions that we have here on All Games Considered. But before you join up, we should tell you about the curse.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what's this about?
The co-host curse. I mean, you know, first there was just Mike and his bizarre gardening accident. Poor
bizarre
guy.
Bizarre gardening.
And then there was the first Chris. He choked on...
Mark, what does this have to do with anything?
Well, you guys are going through co-host at an alarming rate.
And it's not going to get better if Mark keeps scaring them away.
All Games Considered, featuring news and conversations about all aspects of tabletop gaming, is a proud member of Goblin, the gaming broadcast network.
Start your journey at www.agcpodcast.info.
Let me guess, the second Chris spontaneously combusted during a recording, right?
Yeah, how did you know?
And we have a very special segment this time.
Oh.
What?
Go on.
What?
I'm ready.
Okay. This, Christina's going to have the most epic video game review ever.
No, what?
You're building it up.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Wow. She's got a lot to live up
exactly.
to now.
Exactly.
It's so better Christina, be good, Christina.
Tell the listeners about this best game ever made.
Stellar, awesome,
that you
super
have been
game.
Playing.
What was that about knowing where you sleep?
For hours and hours on end.
Well, not, okay, yeah. Not hours and hours, just hours.
Obsessively.
Well, obsessively, yes, but Little Big Planet for PlayStation 3. I've wanted this game since I saw the cute little advertisement when it came out. And we bought it from Gamefly. Got it. It was in the machine for all the 30 seconds when I went, okay, yeah, we need to buy this.
Click buy it now.
Yeah. It's, I would say it's a side scroller, but it's sideways and front ways and up ways. And
it's a platformer.
It's a 3D platform game.
Yeah.
And there's the box. I love it.
That's our second box, actually. Our first box.
Oh, well, yeah, because the first one came a little bit smushed. Here's why I love it. One, the cute little guy is adorable. The sack boy is adorable. Two, you can change his costumes and customize him to look like pretty much just about anything you can imagine. Superheroes, action heroes... Heroes. and I love that the texture of it. I mean, you can... The fibers on the yarn and the leather and the, you know, I love the detail.
They really take advantage of the bump
mapping.
Oh, they
really do.
They have some nice shaders
gorgeous.
In there.
While you can play it on a standard FTV, you're really going to want an HD TV for this one to really appreciate
it. It's worth playing even though, even if you don't have an HD TV. Just because you can make your own levels, and if you can play it online, you can play other people's levels that they've uploaded.
That's the best part to me.
I played a Supernatural level the other day, and a Heroes level, and a Phantom of the Opera level, and some of them are really good and really
cute.
They're
Firefly levels.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. There's a Green Lantern level that's just a hoot.
Batman levels.
And normally I'm not a huge console game fan, and I can't stop playing this game.
Yeah, you've been playing this one a lot.
I've lost sleep. Let's put it that way.
I showed up to the Pod Culture, like the past few weeks here, I've showed up to the Pod Culture studio, and Christina's been sitting there playing.
Yeah.
This little big
planet. I got home today at like 20 to 6. I'm like, okay, I have an hour. I can either take a nap or play Little Big Planet or a little bit of both.
Because you kind of went and took a nap and said, screw it, I'm getting up and playing Little Big
Planet.
Pretty
much, yeah. I mean, it's
challenging. She plays Little Big Planet while she sleeps.
The story is
probably she probably dreams in Little Big Planet.
No, the story is cute. I mean, you can either play, you know, all the separate individual community levels or the story mode. And I'm in the middle of story mode right now. The only thing I don't like about it is that for some of the things to get and the prizes to win, you have to have two players. And while some of the two-player sections you can get through on your own with two hands, because I've had to, some of them you can't unless you're really good. And I've had to call Brad in saying, Brad, I need you for 5 minutes. Okay, please. Okay, now jump here. Okay, now hold this down. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
And then there's sticker fights.
Oh, yes, because you can have your own little play, your own little treehouse kind of a thing.
Yeah, the pod.
And decorate it however you want with all the little things that you earn and win throughout the game, and you can play with your friends. Well, your friend's little sack person and your little sack person are in your pod together, and you can have fights with stickers that you have. So
you
can
punch each other, too. You can smack each other.
Really?
Have you not done that? Just jam the analog stick left and right.
I've dragged him across.
Yeah, if you drag, like, if you slam the analog sticks left and right, you start smacking them and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we got the pod swinging the other day.
Oh, did you go running back and forth? Yeah,
he's sticking the stickers everywhere, and he sticks one on me, so I take out the leaf decoration. He's all covered in leaves. Then he brings out the donkey tail decoration
donkey
and covers my little person in donkey tail.
Chasing her around the pod. Play pin the tail on the Christina.
And the little sack person is so sweet.
You know, you can change his little facial expressions.
You can change his facial expressions. And
he can make his arms move and stuff.
Yeah,
and
when he's standing still, the analog sticks are his hands. And you can, he's just so sweet.
Yeah, if you jam those real quick left and right, He'll hit.
Good to know.
He'll hit left and
good
right.
Good to know.
We did so many goofy stickers. I mean, this thing was just wall to wall, goofy little flowers and leaves and donkey tails and all this crap around this pod that we got a message. Maximum number of decorations has been reached.
Yeah.
Good grief.
And we cleaned the pod. You can eat. You can erase all the stuff that you've stuck on there.
Right.
So we cleaned it off to see ourselves and see how bad we looked. My poor little person was 8 different colors and had all these things all over her. And
she looked kind of demonic.
Yeah. Well, because she stuck a red sticker over her poor little eyeball. But it's funny because it's like it's like siblings. And you can see your mom coming in going, what happened here? Meanwhile, there's donkey tails and leaves everywhere and flowers everywhere.
There's so many donkey tails on around her head. It looked like a reeds.
It did.
Oh.
It was cute.
We had a lot of fun with it. It's been one, and
I like the music. I mean, the whole game is good.
Probably here late. This is one of the few times that you've actually played more video games than I have.
I'm further in the game than you are, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong.
Podcast editing or anything
like that. It just doesn't happen
very
often.
It's out of the ordinary. Yeah. Yep.
I've been playing one Chimbara, which is this game in a lot of ways it really sucks, but in a lot of ways it's real fun to play too.
Guilty pleasure game.
Yeah. Definitely. I might have to go a little more in depth on it at some point, but yeah.
See, mine's a little more artistic. Yours is a little more guilty pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Little Big Planet's a lot of fun. Is there...
I'll be making Pod Culture level at some point, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Have a little studio that you have to get through. And...
There you go. Yeah.
If you found a cool level.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Stephen Fry is the voiceover. And he's hysterical. He's
that's right.
Absolutely hysterical. Okay, go on.
Okay. So what would you rate it?
Oh, God, it was. I mean, I'm not a console gamer connoisseur, mm-hmm. so I don't have a whole lot to compare it to.
No,
but
you're more like pop cap-ish
but just for
online
the creativity
games.
And the openness of it, I give it an A+.
Yeah, I mean, the game's, what little I've played, and I haven't played a whole lot, it's pretty cool. And the big draw is the user-created
stuff. The customizability of it, yeah.
There's a lot of suck out there.
Yep.
And there are some sadistic mofos out there, too.
They make it impossible to get past the first few seconds of the level.
There also is some fixation, at least when I was like looking through user-created levels, some fixation about blowing up an Xbox 360.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because it's a PlayStation family.
Yeah, whatever.
But like the motto of the podcast is, we're equal opportunity geeks. Yeah.
That's true.
And we have
I
all
enjoyed
three
the
of them.
Invader Zim levels. I found some really beautiful Invader Zim levels. And Doctor Who levels as well.
Mm-hmm. You got Doctor Galaxian Who sticker running
Cybermen.
Around somewhere.
Yes.
Cool. All right. And you played it too, Adam, haven't you?
I played it,
a
yeah.
little bit. I got to give it. It's a great, great game. I don't know how they would ever do a sequel.
I don't even know.
Little Big Universe or something? Maybe?
I don't even know, because you just keep going. I mean, the story part is only a fraction of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very cool.
It,
if you have Gamefly, definitely put it on your list to get.
Oh, yeah.
Or go buy it.
I dare you not to love it.
Or
if
you
seen it.
Don't have Gamefly, and you like Pod Culture, and you want to help us out.
Oh, God.
There's a banner on the Pod Culture site. www.podculture.net's Gamefly banner. Click on that. After you've been there a couple of months with them, we'll get a little bit of a kickback.
Even if you just
not
try
a great
it.
Deal, but yeah, it's worth checking out. We've
not even for us, but for yourselves.
Yeah,
just try it out.
We initially bought thinking we would save money. We've actually spent more money, but it's been money well spent.
On better things on things we've liked better than willy nilly shopping.
Very. Cool. And they now have a 3-game out plan, so if you're a heavy gamer.
Nice.
Where there's a 1, a 2, and a 3-game out plan.
Or you have two adults and a child.
Exactly. Like, it works out. We're on the 2-game plan.
3 consoles.
So, you know, Christina, usually it's like Christina has a game, I have a game, that kind of thing. Usually
I'm good for
out.
A while.
Yeah, Christina's, she's pretty
it's
good
all
for,
you
a while.
For a while.
We have Dead Space and Legends of WrestleMania on the way. All right. That ends our little video game
Enjoy.
Review by Christina.
If you have levels out there,
let us know.
Let me know. I'll come visit.
I am Pod Culture on the PS3.
I am Brooker Brown Coach.
Yes.
And I am not.
You need to get one.
I don't know about that.
Brown Coach. You need one.
And Burkle as
this
in
more
Winifred.
Money I really should not be spending.
Well, we shouldn't either, but... All right, we will be back with more geeking right after we go play some more Little Big Planet.
There you go. I think
no
about
argument
it
there.
How sad is that?
Hello, citizen. Have you suddenly noticed that men in black suits seem to be following you everywhere you go? Do you suspect that in the near future, scientific experiments in biological data storage will create intelligent leukocytes, eventually covering the Western Hemisphere in fleshy goo? Or are you merely convinced that your kitchen appliances are conspiring behind your back? If so, you may be just in time to save your life by listening to Geek Survival Guide, your home for survival tips you'll probably never need. Whether it's lasting the invasion of our new insect alien overlords, or the proper uses of black blood of the earth, GSG purports to bring you tips, tricks, and suggestions to keep your geek in good health. Find us on the internet at gsguide.blogspot.com or search for Geek Survival Guide in your favorite podcast directory. And honestly, relax about the kitchen appliances. So long as you're outside Austin, Texas, the smart grid isn't due for implementation until around 2012, which gives you time I unfortunately don't have. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to remind my toaster oven who's boss with the use of a trusty rattan. That is, we now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
And we are back.
Welcome back.
Adam, what Howdy. Are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Nothing. He's trying to hack my system remotely with his iPod.
Yes, I'm trying to hack your network with my iPod.
You know what the password is for the answer. All right, one thing
if
we...
If anybody can do it, yeah.
You know, two paper clips and a piece of bubble gum.
Mm-hmm. That's MacGyver.
Oh, damn. But speaking of TV shows,
yes.
What has everyone been watching? Adam, you been watching anything wacky? I know Christina's got a hell of a
what
story.
Have I been
watching? Only because it freaks you out.
It did. Ah, it was freakish.
Ooh.
I just finished up season 2 of Supernatural.
Rock on.
Which was very good.
Good.
Listeners, email him and tell him he needs to move on to Doctor Who. Oh, you've already seen
He's already watched
needs
Doctor
to move
Who.
On.
Hello.
But, oh, okay. Primeval. There we go. Primeval.
Primeval.
All
yeah.
13
I mean,
episodes.
Hello, Abby.
Doctor Who fan.
No, there's like...
Built the pod culture yeah. TARDIS.
Yeah, hello. Which he was just looking at a little while ago.
So, yeah, I'm going to be moving on to season 3 there and eventually starting Primeval.
Yay.
Yes.
It won't take you long.
Yeah.
Yes.
Weekend, you're done.
Yep.
Not necessarily. By the time he actually gets through season 3, they'll probably be done with season 3 of Primeval.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the actual like ITV versions of the Primeval because I'm hearing they chop the hell out of them for sci-fi,
like they always do for you know, British
they tear,
TV.
They tear Doctor Who up
because there's
I mean ITV. You know they have commercials. There's commercial breaks in Primeval because you know they show commercials, but apparently they just chop the living hell out of them,
which makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're short enough as it is.
But Primeval is an awesome TV series, and Adam needs to watch it. So Adam at podculture.net, tell him to watch it, because you probably would really like Abby. And maybe even, oh, crap.
I'm going to watch it.
Jenny slash
Claudia.
Claudia.
Just a matter of getting around to it and fitting it in my...
Except the recent cast change.
Schedule.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it a little later. So,
oh.
Yeah, Adam was telling us what he watched, and then I interrupted.
I was just saying, I'm going to I'll get around to watching Primeval. Okay. You don't have to email me. You can email me if you want. That's cool. But I'd love to hear from you. But I will be watching Primeval. So they've convinced me.
All right.
So there you
We're
go.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else exciting? Anything else interesting?
No, not really.
Not really.
I picked up Caprica on DVD.
We almost did.
No, we already watched that.
I want it. Yeah, I figured I'd pick it up.
Yeah, we do. Actually, we do need to buy that since
I want to see all the extra bits. You know,
there's not.
There's
a whole
really
lot.
Not.
There's not.
What?
There's like maybe a few deleted scenes or something like that.
And I'm debating whether or not
disappointed
whether or not to wait.
Just hold off
because when the they've already said when the season 1 set is released, that
really
be a part of it. Yeah,
because
remember they did that with. BSG.
God.
Gert. Think of the stuff you would hear, Emmy, if you weren't... Actually, you wouldn't hear it.
Really? Not much?
No,
more.
We're this really...
Not much. We hear it every once in a row.
Well, your brother swears, but we don't.
I do not...
Yes, he does.
Fracking swear.
Don't lie, your sister. She'll kick you. I'll laugh.
I can run. No, actually, no, I can't. I was going to say I can run fast. She can't. No, she runs track.
She's a track.
Damn. I'm so screwed.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're apparently, because it's been greenlit for a series. So they'll pull a BSG, apparently, you know, when it was the first time season 1 came out on DVD, it did not have the miniseries. And of course, I was a sucker and bought that because of the Serenity disc that was packed in.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And then when they actually released season one on DVD, the miniseries was included. Luckily, it was also included in the HD version, so I'm all right on that. And then...
good old HD DVD.
Yeah. We have, I have three HD DVD players.
Wow.
Two drives.
Is anybody
two drives,
surprised by that?
Two drives for the 360 and one Toshiba player.
Is anybody surprised by that?
Hey, I got... it was worth just for the movies, oh, sheer amount of movies we I got know. Alone on it. But, yeah, they've announced BSG is going to be on Blu-ray. As a whole series.
They'll plan to sell some organs.
Wow.
I got a small child sitting right over here. We can sell her and get one.
Selling Emily.
Donate plasma. You can probably get some.
I take a lot of plasma. You know, I'm a little larger now than I was. I might have a little more plasma, but I'd be draining me so much. But yeah. Christina,
wow.
Yes.
What is that vile, disgusting thing that you were watching the other day?
The Discovery Channel?
Christina has a Discovery and History Channel addiction.
Discovery History Channel, yeah.
And then Discovery HD.
I love the Discovery Channel.
Me too.
The History Channel. And
see?
Stuff. I love Mythbusters.
Yes.
Loved it.
The MacGyver Mythbusters was awesome. I gotta say that.
But the Demolition Derby one was really freaking cool. The newest ones that they've been playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Demolition Derby one's awesome. And this latest one, too, with the homebrewed diamonds.
Ooh.
Which you really can't do at all.
Hey,
because
Superman, I've seen him. He took a piece of coal and squeezed it.
So did He-Man. Go away.
See, this is real science. And you can't get a diamond out of taking a brick of charcoal charcoal and putting peanut butter around it and sticking it in the microwave. Which I didn't know it was a myth, but apparently it was a myth. And
you tried this?
No, they tried this. Mythbusters, they tried this and it went through like three microwaves.
I want to know, what did they do with the poor dummy?
Buster, they really didn't use Buster this time.
Good.
That dummy's been through hell.
But they did go to this, to like Texas Tech or something like that, to their like experimental range or something like that. They set off 5,000 pounds worth of explosives at once.
Dude.
To compress like this carbon cocktail thing that they had sitting in the center of the explosion to compress it.
Wow.
You get technical diamonds, I guess, out of it, but it's the type of diamonds that
industrial grade type diamonds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That you drill bits and blades and stuff like that. So it's not the sparkly stuff, it's the like the crumbly looking yucky black stuff.
Yeah, I saw something on Dig today. I don't know if you followed it, but apparently Jamie's a real prick.
Yeah. Well, he's a stickler for organization as organized as he can get, and something was telling me that may have been staged. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? That crap you see on Dig. You know?
Yeah.
Stuff I'm doing at work where I'm supposed to be keeping the world safe.
Yeah. Car product.
Hey, but I caught like 10,000 grand worth of frog going to Ghana today, so.
Hey, there you go. Good job.
Yep. I'm like, long story on that. But yes, this disgusting thing that you were watching on
back to
Discovery
this
Channel
thing.
The other day.
It was not disgusting. It was interesting.
It was gross.
It was interesting.
By interesting, you mean gross.
What was it?
It was about unnatural pregnancies and whether or not each individual survived.
And your mother was on this?
Email Brad.
Huh.
Email my mom.
Wow.
She just about likes you. Let's not start the process over again.
She hasn't found me on Twitter yet, thank God.
Benry cringed on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you said your brother was an alien.
No, he's the only one we could prove was hers because I saw him come out.
No wonder he's so messed up.
She had him C-section. It was very interesting.
So back to the show.
I used to watch all the operations on TV when I was little with my mom. We would sit and watch all the stuff on TV.
Because you've been through half of them.
And it's interesting. Because how often do you get to see your insides? I mean, really.
I don't want to see my insides.
Just knowing how you work is interesting. Anyway, there was a lady who was pregnant who carried a child in her abdomen for 46 years. She thought the child had died. The myth of the country, the area that she's in, is that she had a sleeping child and that something would eventually happen to wake the child up while the baby had passed away. And he was almost full term, so he was too large to reabsorb into her system. So her body, treating it like possible infection, covered the child in calcium deposits. So over 46 years, he was stone.
Right.
Stone baby.
Holy crap.
And she was in her 70s when she went to the emergency room. Well, they didn't know what it was. That it was a tumor, didn't know what it was. And she went to the hospital and they opened her up and thought, oh my God.
What?
Whoa.
WTF.
Yeah.
Wow.
And another one, a lady in England, was pregnant with twins and found out she was pregnant with triplets. And instead of being inside the uterus, he was outside in her abdominal cavity.
Oops. Yeah, because it had been a tubal pregnancy and a tube burst.
It
broke away and latched on to anything it could find. It was her, you know, her bladder, they said, and her
pretty much everything in that abdominal cavity there.
Her intestines as well, and he survived.
Wow.
He made it to term and survived, and it's just, it's amazing. The human, I mean, our
power build. Yeah, but they shouldn't cut in and like, no.
It was so neat.
No, that was nasty. Okay, I can take the Saw movies better than that.
Whatever.
So well, only Saw 1. Right. Saw 1 was actually the only good one.
Yeah, I've not seen any of those.
I used to watch all those.
Saw 1 is interesting. After that, it's just it's torture porn.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't see the point. But they make one every year, and apparently they're insanely popular.
I love that kind of stuff on TV, though. Well, the real stuff, not Saw. But, like, the real...
The documentary medical type.
Emergency room kind of stuff, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff's best kept between you and your doctor. Like, no, we don't need to see.
I tried to get pictures of my hysterectomy, and my doctor wouldn't do it.
Yeah, because the way she described what she had to do for that.
She described
it.
What did she say? She had to scrape?
She had to chisel.
Oh, she had to chisel. She had to chisel my ovaries off my abdominal wall.
Well,
pictures.
Explain why. Outside of Adam's, like, big eyes, you know, going, what the hell?
I was laughing at her face. I'm sorry. That was, for explaining something like that, her face was just, wow. That
Other than getting drunk, why were they plastered?
That was hilarious. I'm sorry.
Because I had endometriosis since I was 15.
It's about as bad as you can get,
yeah,
it, apparently.
Pretty much. And all the scar tissue sort of plastered all my organs to my abdominal wall.
She had a stone ovary.
I did have a stone. Well, actually, I had an ovary the size of a tennis ball once. But I would have loved pictures of that, man. That would have been so neat.
That's nasty.
No. I got to see my ovaries.
You know why?
The first time
they went in. Lord knows why, how they put you back together in there. They don't want you to be able to sue for malpractice.
Duct tape.
You go in there and they're like,
the
duct tape in there.
WD-40.
They kind of did that with my grandfather once. When my grandpa Boyer had heart surgery, back years ago. And, of course, it was an older guy. You know, I think he was in his 80s when he had that done. And his aorta walls were kind of weak. So the doctor comes out and says he's going to put this wrap on there. And the way he describes it, it's like he said it was like this fiber wrap type thing. So I look him straight in and go, like, you're putting duct tape on it. And basically it was medical duct tape. Yeah. The way he described it was like this nylon fiber wrap adhesive thing and he put duct tape on it.
Cool. See, I'd want to see that too. Well,
yeah. No.
Well, not that. His, but I mean, I would like to see how.
No, something like that. Grandpa Boyer would have got a kick out of you, that's for sure.
Just to see how it's done. You know, I was like, how do they do something like that?
It's like we're so delicate and so.
But resilient.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah, don't tell me about delicate. I broke a collarbone tripping over my damn dog once.
Yeah.
In two places.
It's because you're a spaz, dear.
No, it was I landed on it wrong. I must have been. Probably actually about Emmy's age, actually.
Please, I tripped over a toy and broke a rib, so I totally understand.
You tripped over a shadow in the yard and broke an ankle.
There was a pothole on the front lawn. We are going way off topic here.
I know. But this is a show before 150.
There's a chuck hole in the front lawn, and when the grass is high and it's dark outside, you can't see it until you're in it and your ankle's going one way and the rest of you is going the other.
And you go, snap.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I could tell you about when it took the screws from my knee. Sorry.
I've seen the dimples on the knee on that one.
I've got the screws.
Ouchie. Ew. Ouchie. Nasty.
Ouchie.
I got to use them. Well, they couldn't use them again.
Anything else exciting that, that we've been watching? Let's steer it back onto topic 20 minutes into the segment here.
You're the one that got sucked.
I know. I can't help it. It's all Emily's fault.
Whatever, leave her alone. She'll kick you.
She is a blonde. What is
Brad,
she?
Have you been watching anything interesting?
Actually, no, because most of the shows that we watch have been on, like, you know, the little mini type breaks here.
Oh.
And we have not downloaded Hulu Lost or anything. Or what? We did watch The Big Bang Theory from a couple weeks ago. It wasn't any this week. It wasn't any this Monday, I don't think.
In my dream
world.
Yeah,
it was a rerun, I think.
Yeah, but we watched the one with they go to the comic book store on Thursday night. Anything can happen Thursday night.
Anything can happen Thursdays.
See, in my dream world.
Yes.
We really do have, the whole Nielsen setup.
Mm-hmm.
And because you acquire so many things, that's why all your shows get canceled.
No, because
I would laugh.
No, because then we would still, sit the DVR and stuff to record.
You don't DVR anything. Don't lie.
I know, because I don't want to watch the commercials.
I heard that stuff doesn't. Does that count?
No. Well, yes and no. It's
I heard that's
weird.
Kind of a weird thing.
So yeah, it's factored in, but I'm not quite sure how it is. Yeah. But the reason why I don't, even though we have a DVR from the cable system, it's not the best in the world. And let's say Insight Cable, not the best cable system in the world. I can get better quality.
I had no trouble with it.
From a 350 meg DivX file than I can watching the HD channel on Insight.
I was watching Discovery HD and you were pretty grossed out there.
All I'd have to do is hear the audio from that and be pretty grossed out.
It was so cool.
During Back Onto the Girls thing. Uh-huh. But yeah, the episode of Big Bang Theory that we watched was absolutely hysterical.
I love that one. That was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and your friend Elizabeth pretty much is Penny. Yeah.
She's never worked at the Cheesecake Factory.
But she did work somewhere like the Cheesecake Factory, didn't she?
No, something. Something.
She had a waitress type thing or something, didn't she? Something. I don't know.
Yes, but she was good at it.
I just remembered something that I watched yesterday, actually.
Thank you for saving this segment.
You're welcome. Right. On went to AdultSwim.com.
Oh, no.
And, okay, that is Cartoon Network's Adult Swim.
Yes.
Okay.
And I watched the G.I. Joe Resolute.
I've heard that's pretty damn violent and bloody.
It's very violent. This is not your classic G.I. Joe.
He gets beamed in the head by the axe. Oh, God.
Yeah. Right. It's on there securely. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
With paperclips.
So they're not using their little laser gun type thing. They're like actual bullets and stuff.
Carnage.
Like, yeah. Snake Eyes tear some people up.
He's Snake Eyes, man. He kicks ass.
Really tears them up. It's really interesting. It seems like it's a lead-in to the movie. I was really impressed by the animation, the quality of the animation, the movement, the CG work, the character designs were really well done. It was almost like in the style of Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
It was really that good.
So is it more actual, I'm not going to say cartoons, it might be a bit more animated rendering or more computer-type generated rendering?
It seemed more animated with the computer-generated backgrounds. Yeah. For some of the big vehicle shots.
Like that Spider-Man series that was on MTV a while back.
That was all CG.
I don't think that was all CG.
It was cel-shaded CG.
Okay. So that was actually pretty good. I liked it.
I saw little bits and pieces of it.
I've got the series out there somewhere.
But yes, I would recommend seeing this because it's got a decent story.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some really good action. And it's really not all that long. It's 10 little, five-minute episodes.
It's like a Clone Wars type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. So it's really good. So, and you'll see some of your favorite G.I. Joe characters or something like that in there. So they pretty much have them all in there just about. So, and some of them are redesigned a little bit. Mm-hmm. So,
I
kept the spirit. It's really good.
I'm not sure how I'm looking forward to the movie, but I'm definitely going to pick that up on DVD.
Yeah, the actual movie, I don't know.
You could go with Transformers.
I know, but Transformers, at least one, they're robots, so you can redesign them. They will still look like Transformers. They don't look like G.I. Joes. They're in these high-tech battle suit type thingies.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes kind of looks like Snake Eyes.
Eyes is Snake Eyes.
But that's one thing to remark with G.I. Joes. They all had their different outfits and costumes. Not costumes, but their battle gear thing that they had.
But you can't do that in the military.
This is an elite fighting, and that's the biggest thing. It's always been G.I. Joe, a real American hero, and now it's an international task force.
Yeah.
Well, he could be an American hero. He is an American hero.
Okay, actually, G.I. Joe is now a unit of people, not, the dude with the kung fu grip and the bad hair. Which I had some of those when I was a kid back in the day.
They had toys back then?
Rocks and sticks, actually. Yeah, to pretend.
Okay, good.
All right, anything else?
Speaking of animated and redesigned but totally awesome, Transformers animated.
Oh, yes. Season 3, we've been kind of catching up and watching that. And
I love this show.
Buying toys. Yeah, but it is really good. And they are bastards with cliffhangers, man.
It's cruel. Really? Think a cartoon would have cliffhangers. Saturday morning cartoon, no less.
Huh.
Cliffhangers.
But they're bastard hit cliffhangers, too.
Because you're like, oh, come on. But.
Like the cliffhanger at the end of season 2. Sari gets stamped, and you see, robot circuitry and stuff under there.
She's a little girl, and she gets hurt, and she's got robot parts. Huh. The heck? And then that's it. I was like, what?
And then there's 6 month wait.
What?
And you're like, what the hell? When the hell is season 3 come out? I gotta find out what the hell happened. But that's when I heard they were doing this, I was worried because I'm like, oh god, they're gonna make it this anime style goofy after Transformers, and it is. It's goofy animation.
The kids are watching it,
but it's the stories. The stories are actually better than the stories that were in the. What I grew up with.
It's not as after school specially as it used to be.
Yeah. But it is really good. And the toys are awesome. When growing up, when I was watching Transformers, that was my cartoon. That and Thundercats.
Oh.
Yeah, I love Thundercats. But, growing up, the toys, they're the same color scheme, but a lot of times they didn't look a lot like the robots that were supposed to be on TV.
Yep.
Now they're dead on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are just
That used to get me too, like the old Transformers and stuff like that. They was like, wait, this isn't how it looks on the show. This doesn't do this on the show. Yeah. And
Optimus, I used to be a stickler for that. Optimus maybe was about the closest.
Yeah.
Or Convoy, whatever he is. But, I mean, Adam, you've seen the menagerie or collection of animated Transformer toys that's out in the Pod Culture Theater.
Yep.
They're awesome. They are just too damn cool. And, like, the little animated style Grimlock is great. Okay, yeah, this really needs to be a video cast because he's rolling his eyes going, yeah, that's a lot of damn Transformers.
No.
I'm a geek and that's a lot of damn Transformers.
That's not even what we're laughing.
Move out of your parents' basement. No, wait a minute, we're not in the parents' basement. But, I mean, they are dead on. And there's one, the Retgar is Weird Al, man. Why are you laughing at me here?
Because we...
Okay, one, you're curdling milk all across the world as we speak.
Okay. Everybody lays cottage
throwback
cheese. We heard you say Pod Culture Theater, and it was just sort of lame, and I laughed at you, and then he's laughing at me because I'm laughing at you, but you keep on going, which is funnier.
Moving right along.
Pod Culture Theater, which is the living room with a TV in it. And Transformers.
It's a living room with a big freaking TV in it, thank you very much. Which is why we won't be at Dragon Con. That's why I'll be sitting on my ass watching good movies instead of standing in line with a bunch
waiting
of stinky
fanboys. Waiting to pay for autographs.
Yeah.
No kidding. You can't get out of there without dropping at least $2.
That's crazy.
Actually, two, Benjamins. Yeah, similar. At least. Some of them I don't mind.
It's William Cat, and then it's free because he's nice.
Yep. That was cool. But yeah, animated Transformers, really cool. Check it out. The first two seasons are available on DVD and the premiere movie, which is not packaged with season one.
No, yeah.
It's really good.
Pulling a Battlestar on you.
And there's a lot of homages to... Whoop. Hit my mic stand there. There are a lot of homages to the classic series with some revamped plot lines. In a lot of ways, kind of like what they did with Battlestar.
I like this past episode where things happen and they get transformed into humans. They wake up one morning and they're all human.
Huh.
And they're like, oh my God. And they're trying to transform into vehicles. And somebody tells Bulkhead... Maybe if you make the noise.
that was Bumblebee. Mm. They figure out they're in a virtual reality type thing. So once they realize, like if you realize you're in a dream, you can control the dream. Right. Is that kind of thing. So they realize that they're in it, so they become their robot selves. And Bulkhead, of course, he's like this big football player.
He's a cutie pie.
That guy can't do it. And so Bumblebee's like, maybe if you make the noise, kind of like... and does it just
perfectly
right. Voice. He goes, oh, that's not gonna work, it sounds stupid, but I'll try. And he starts when he starts to doing it, it starts he becoming a robot. Hilarious.
And then when they're human Optimus, Autobots let's go.
And then the next shot, they're all on the bus.
They're all away.
You know, this is kind of nice. During the driving.
That's pretty good.
But there was a lot of stuff, like Soundwave was in it, and the way he talked was the classic Soundwave.
Ooh, I saw a picture of him, too, from the new Transformers.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
I kind of like it.
Don't get me started on the freaking Devastator.
I also like Devastator, too.
Devastator looks stupid.
I like it.
Walk away, Brad.
Yeah.
It got away from
stupid.
You.
Yeah, it's
starting. Like it. What? What?
No.
What?
What? Okay, number one, Devastator is not multicolored.
So?
He's the same color scheme, purple and green.
Optimus Prime doesn't have flames on him.
I got the alternate paint scheme, thank you very much. At least he's the right damn colors.
Then Bumblebee was a Volkswagen originally.
At least he stayed a Chevy.
No, but you complained the whole first movie about Optimus having flames on him.
Optimus is a flamer, okay, you know. He's also supposed to be Megatron's a flat-nosed truck, not an extended cab either.
Starscream's an F-22.
And looks like crap because he's not in the right paint scheme.
You know they only do the weird paint schemes so that people end up buying
movie
four different kinds of action figures because of the paint scheme.
I only bought some of them twice because there were some variant paint schemes on the first movie Transformers. And I got them when they came out in their Generation 1 paint schemes. I bought the Ratchet again. I bought Optimus when he was all, you know, solid red and solid blue, not the damn flames.
This is what the geek card consists of.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is like the longest segment ever.
It is.
It is getting up there. No, we've had longer segments, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll tell you what. Let's
we've this reached that point in the
we've
podcast.
Gone through TV and DVD talk and gone into geek and tell.
Just about.
Sort of. But I liked, you know, when I grew up with them, recapturing my childhood.
You never left your first one.
You got a point there.
People talk about second childhoods. I've never left my first one.
All right. That's a good point. And we will be back with more pod culture right after this.
Okay, listeners, go back and record the part where he said that's a good point and play it on a loop.
I can edit that out. And then people will think you're crazy.
But you won't edit it out.
Devastator's cool.
Because I'm lazy.
Devastator's cool. He's stupid looking.
I like it.
And I like this.
It's good.
Hey guys, Andy here, Free Old South. Christina, happy belated birthday. Sorry I missed that. Wow, guys. Check your mailbox. I sent you some of those YouTube links that you had requested, some things to maybe make you giggle a little bit. And, well, I tell you what, Glenn, by the time you guys may actually get this, I will have joined you as the certain digit with a 4 in front of it. Oh, man, that's killing me. In any case, the Wookiee milk. Oh, poor surprised Wookiee. And as far as the joint effort, okay, yeah, that's a hair joke, isn't it? I get it. You're just jealous that I still have hair, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, guys, have a good time. Bye.
All right, we've reached the point of the show where normally I'd say it's time to get all sugared up, but considering the fact we have a diabetic in the room,
yay! A very brave woman in the room.
Unsugared up, who gives herself shots, because I sure as hell couldn't do that.
Hell no, I hate shots.
Christina, what do we have?
These are sugar-free flavor ice pops.
So we got the, you know, those, when you were a kid, those little popsicles that came in little plastic tubes, and you had to rip open the top.
Or get the scissors.
Yeah.
No, I have.
What the hell's the fun in that?
I got it.
We got them.
I got it.
Yay.
All right. Emily was kind enough. She's still too chicken. Listeners, write in. Emily at podculture. Oh, wait a minute. I had to set that up.
Yeah, set that up.
Yes.
I've got a few more email accounts. I can set her up for one. And tell her she needs to be on the show. Or email Christine, and Christine will get the email to her.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What color do you have there, Brad?
I have blue.
I've got black.
Black?
Looks like a midnight.
That's like, what was that great Mountain Dew that they had for a while? Pitch black.
I like that.
That's right. That's
pitch black.
I don't think I ever had that one.
It was good. Pitch black one was good. Pitch black two, they had a little more of a sour bite to it.
Grape, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I didn't have it.
Hey, the grape amp is awesome.
It's I actually have had that, and it is not bad for a artificial grape.
The lemonade is pretty damn good too.
I love grapes, but I hate grape flavored things.
Yeah, I hate the artificial grape. Mm-hmm. I love eating grapes.
Mm-hmm. I'm the complete opposite.
Raisins, great, awesome.
I'm the complete opposite. I can't stand eating grapes.
That's how my dad
grape
is.
Candy and get on a microphone, kid. You're lucky you're a little kid. Okay, Adam, what do you have?
I have my favorite color, green.
My favorite color, too, actually, if you can, you know, probably figure that out by now.
Probably a lime-type flavor, I think.
All right, so we're going to try, because normally we don't do sugar-free here on the Geek Cuisine segment.
Oh, not for the Geek Cuisine segment.
Thank you. No. So let's give that a shot.
Yep, you're right. It tastes the same.
He'll say it doesn't.
Well, maybe a twinge different, but not enough to keep me from eating it.
No. They're not bad. I can tell a little bit of a difference.
There's it's slight.
Not in the initial taste, but the aftertaste. If you're as attuned to sugar as I am, getting deprived of that, you can tell. You can't. There is a little bit of like a NutraSweet or a Splenda kind of aftertaste to it.
And I will say, two of them is one carb.
Really?
Which is totally awesome. Yes.
So that's like a hella freebie for Emmy.
So if you're on a low-carb diet, awesome.
The horror.
No, I did all right.
Yeah, but...
You would be just fine.
Well, it is just flavored frozen water.
Pretty much, yeah.
Still.
But these aren't bad. I could live with these.
Cheese and meat, he'd be all right.
Oh. I would not be opposed to getting these instead of the regular stuff. These are fine. So yeah, flavor ice light. Nice. And was this any kind of special assortment or anything?
No.
A tropical assortment or? But yeah, it's summertime. Summertime. I'm talking with my mouth full.
I'm frozen. I know.
It's getting to be that summer, spring kind of time. Go to your Walmart, grocery store, whatever. Find yourself some flavor ice lights and give them a shot. They're pretty darn good.
Refreshing.
Despite not having any sugar in them. All right.
Nom nom.
You think you'd give it a thumbs up?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Adam? Thumbs up. Yep.
Emily, even thumbs though up. You're not on a microphone, thumbs up?
Thumbs okay. up.
All right. That's four thumbs up. Well... It's three loud thumbs up, one silent thumbs up.
She's gonna, you're like, boy, you're a retard.
Yeah, no kidding. And we'll be back with more pod culture, wacky goodness, right after this. I said wacky goodness, wacky. Not geeky goodness.
Wacky's just as bad.
Wacky geeky?
Geeky wacky.
Attention radio! We are podcasting, making you irrelevant.
We came, we saw, we geeked.
We're tired.
Yeah, it's time to wrap up the show.
Yep.
Final thoughts, Lady Christina.
Reach that point of senility.
Oh, God, I wish. Okay, wait. Focus.
Focus factor?
I hope Elizabeth feels better. This was her first day off in a while that she hasn't been sick, and she ended up having to go to the hospital. Anyway, she's sick.
Oh, no.
So, she...
It's the first one off that she wasn't sick, and she had to go anyway because she was sick?
She planned this day off. She planned to have this day off.
That's not good.
And since yesterday, she says, okay, I'm taking Friday off. I'm taking Friday off. I'm going to take a day off where I'm not going to be sick. She sends me a text message about 3 o'clock. I'm on my way to the hospital. Like, oh, God. It's just not fair.
Well, she wouldn't go out drinking so much.
See, the thing is, it's been a rough week at work. And she doesn't drink. And she's not supposed to drink any kind of dark soda.
So she probably went out and got plastered.
No, she can't drink any kind of... Well, she shouldn't drink any kind of dark soda because of her kidneys. Well, our margaritas are her... Dr. Pepper's, Doctor's Pepper, plural Dr. of Dr.
Doctor's Pepper.
Multiple cans of Dr. Pepper.
Multiple Dr. Peppers. And
Dr. Pepper
Yeah.
A pepperita.
So I know that that's not all of how it all came about, but it didn't help any. And I hope she feels better.
Feel better.
Ring ring.
Banana phone.
No. No, banana phone. You stick a banana in your ear, not on the phone.
Ring, ring, ring. Bedroom. Don't start that shit again.
You're just upset. You don't know how great it is.
I don't care.
I have gotten some emails about YouTube videos, and I'm going to be looking at those very shortly. And that'll be the next segment that I do.
Did you get the one from Brian from Canada about the doctor recommended about that?
Yes, I did.
And what was the Doctor Who starts?
Star Trek.
Was it the one that we saw?
I watched that. Yeah,
I saw
he sent a Doctor Who Star Trek mashup link, but I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. So it's the same one that we watched. Yeah,
yes.
Damn, that is awesome.
Very cool.
That is really, really cool.
But I'll have a whole segment of, well, not a whole segment, a mini segment.
We could do
a micro YouTube segment.
A fan video segment or
not even. Fan video is cool, weird crap.
Yeah, weird.
Send me the
we can
weird
do that.
Crap.
We could use some new segment ideas.
Yeah.
You know, talk about.
Always looking for
you
that.
You know, iPhone apps or something like that as well. You know, just a little bizarre stuff. Or if you have a review of a YouTube video or iPhone app or something like that, call 206-3383-POD.
The coolest iPod app I've downloaded, well, not coolest, it's kind of sad, in the past week is the FML. Thing, it's F My Life, and it's stories of very sad things that happen to people, and then you feel much better about your day.
That might get me down. I don't know.
No, it's like, because you're like, oh, that would so happen to me.
Because you know when you're down, like, and troubled, it's and you need some love and care.
It's not terrible bad things. It's
so
just
it's
like,
schadenfreude.
Yes.
Yeah. Goddamn, that's stuck in my head now.
It is, but it's
it
good.
It just
it's
gets
funny.
Old.
Get a job.
I have a job. Thank God it's one of the secure things going on right now.
Final
credit
thoughts?
Card fraud.
Adam.
Oh.
Thanks for steering us back on track there, dude.
I'm trying.
Good job. Watch the new season of Mythbusters because it's awesome.
Yay.
And they're tackling YouTube myths. This next episode.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, they did the whole Diet Coke Mentos type
thing.
They
got new stuff.
Really?
New things, yes.
Ring, ring, ring.
Looks pretty cool.
No!
Once it gets in your... It's an earworm. Once it's in your head, it just stays there.
Like a banana. No!
Okay. Emily, final thoughts?
It's a narwhal, Crickets. Charlie.
I have no final thoughts because my head is completely empty now.
Blah, 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 blah.
This is the point of the show where we make random noises.
This is part of the show where it's late and we've all been working all week. And on that note, Adam, we are out of here.
Have a good one.
Epic blue marks. Hey gang, one last quick note before we wrap up the show. We're going to take a break for about 2 weeks. You see, it's a real super busy time here around the Pod Culture Studios, and we want to make sure the entire crew is available and ready to go for episode 150. It's a landmark episode. We want to make sure the entire crew is ready to go for that. But don't worry, we're not going to leave you with an empty RSS feed. There'll be a couple of little goodies showing up, shall we say. We're going to record the next episode on or around May the 8th, with it being due to be released, say, around May the 11th. So again, a couple of weeks break, but don't worry, we'll be back and geekier than ever. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll catch you next time.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn with two N's, Christina, or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Pod Culture, P.O. Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky, 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comments section of each episode all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Podculture, equal opportunity geekness.